You may be seated. She came up to me, and she had tears in her eyes, and I knew that something was wrong. I asked her about it, and she said that her nephew had been murdered, and his body was so mangled that he could only be identified by a tattoo on his arm. And the tribal police had called her and asked her to come down to the crime scene and look at that tattoo to determine if it was her nephew. And she had a suspicion, and she was correct that it was. Your parents say that they have to talk to you, and you sit down with them, and they tell you that one of them has cancer. And they're going to start the treatment process, but it doesn't look good, and it looks like it might be just a matter of months before one of them is called home. You get a phone call from a number that you don't recognize, and you answer it, and it's someone calling to tell you that a close friend was in an accident, and they did everything they could, but they didn't make it, and he or she has passed away. Death is a tough and a challenging thing for us to deal with in our lives. When we hear tragic news that someone has died, or when we find out that someone might be facing death, we can struggle not only with what to say in the moment, but we can struggle inside. Even as Christians, and even facing the death of a fellow Christian, we can struggle and be confused and be hurt. But we're not the first Christians that struggled with the death of fellow believers. The Thessalonian Christians also struggled with this. And so Paul wrote them to encourage them. And Paul's encouragement are the scripture verses for our devotion today. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left at the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and with the voice of the archangel and with a trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. The Thessalonian Christians had the details surrounding death and the resurrection of the dead and Christ's second coming mixed up. For some reason, they thought that the resurrection of the dead had already occurred, and all they had to do was wait for Christ to come back and take them to be in heaven. But then what happened was some of the Thessalonian Christians died. And so you can imagine when they died, the Thessalonians were confused. It didn't make sense to them. They wondered, how could this be happening? They were worried that if someone died before Christ came back, that they would miss out on the ascension to heaven, and they might even miss out on spending eternity in heaven. Adding to this confusion was the culture that the Thessalonians lived in. Archaeologists have looked at tombstone inscriptions and other ancient literature that show that in the first century, death was viewed with absolute horror. It was viewed with dread. It was viewed as the end of everything. And so when we look at this situation, the Thessalonian Christians might have started to think that for those who died, even though they were believers, it might be the end of it all. And they probably started to think about their own death, and they might have wondered if their death would be the end of everything. Paul heard about this, and so he wrote to the Thessalonian Christians to encourage them. And he told them that they don't have to grieve like those who have no hope. He was telling them that they could have hope. And Paul told them they could have hope. He proved to them that they could have hope by clearing up the details surrounding death and the resurrection of the dead and Christ's second coming. He told them that the resurrection from the dead hadn't happened yet, but that it would happen on the last day when Jesus came back. And in our lesson, he provides some details about that day. And he told them that those who died in Christ, meaning those who died as believers, on that last day would rise from their graves and ascend into heaven. And those who were left at the end, they would also ascend into heaven. And all people who were believers in Jesus, whether dead or whether still alive, would meet the Lord in the air and be together with the Lord. The Thessalonian Christians must have been so encouraged and so relieved. Yes, they'd still mourn the loss of their loved ones, but they had hope. They knew that those who died in Christ would be forever with the Lord. What a great encouragement. This same encouragement applies to you and me. When we hear that someone has died or might be facing death, we can struggle with what to say or struggle with what not to say. Just like the Thessalonian Christians, we can wonder, why did this has to happen, or how could this have happened? But we don't have to grieve like those who have no hope. And that's because we have the clear details about death and the resurrection of the dead and Christ's second coming. Those who die in Christ, those who die as believers, will rise again on the last day. What a wonderful encouragement to share with those who are facing death. What a wonderful encouragement to share with veterans on Veterans Day. Those who have fallen in the battlefield have just fallen asleep. All those who believe in Christ will rise again. What a wonderful encouragement. But in your life, you're not only going to be the encourager. You're also going to have to face your own death. And you don't know when it's coming. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know if it's going to be slow and painful or if it's going to be quick and instant. All you know is that it's inevitable and it's coming. And so in the meantime, don't just use these words to encourage others, but also let these words encourage you. There's something in these words that I want to draw your attention to. It's something subtle, but it's something that is powerful and gives you absolute hope and can give you absolute encouragement. If you have your worship folder, I want you to take it out and look at the first paragraph. It's divided into two sections there. And in that first paragraph, I want you to look at how Paul refers to those who die in Christ. How does Paul refer to those who die in Christ? He says that they have fallen asleep, or that they are asleep. And now, look at how Paul refers to Jesus' death. He says that Jesus died. Do you see the contrast? Jesus died, but believers sleep. Jesus died so that believers sleep. When Jesus was on the cross, he didn't fall asleep, but he experienced death, eternal death and separation from God. On the cross, he experienced the death that you and I deserved for our sins. And then 3 days later, Jesus rose from that real death, and he rose from the grave. And now Jesus' real death and his real resurrection assure you that when you die, when that day comes, you're just going to sleep. Your body is going to sleep and it will rise again on the last day and you will be forever with the Lord. This is the heart and soul, the center of the Christian faith, the gospel message. And our lesson explains it word for word. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Jesus died so that you only have to fall asleep at your death. These words from Paul were a great encouragement for the Thessalonian Christians. And these words from Paul can be a great tool that you can use in your life when you're encouraging others who are dealing with death or maybe facing death. But also let these words from Paul encourage you. Christ died for you so that when you die, you're only falling asleep. And Christ rose again so that someday you will rise again as well. You will be forever with the Lord. Amen. This morning, we're going to include a special prayer for Veterans Day. Please stand. We thank you for all those who have served us in the military, putting their lives in danger so that we can live in freedom. We ask you to give strength and protection to those who continue to serve. Be with them in all dangers and grant their families peace in knowing that you are with those who trust in you. Grant to our veterans peace and healing. Be with them in their times of stress and pain. Heal their bodies and ease their minds. lead them to cast their burdens on Jesus, who has forgiven the sins of the world. Through your word, grant faith to those who do not yet know their Savior, and give to them the joy and peace in knowing and believing that their sins are forgiven by your grace. Through faith in Jesus Christ, and in his name we pray. Amen.